was.
Call the West Lafayette Village Council meeting to order. Please stand for a pledge of prayer.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our Father in heaven, we thank you for granting us the privilege to meet tonight. We ask for your blessing, wisdom, and guidance as we conduct the business of the village. Amen.
Amen.
Roll call.
Chaney?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Ordenberger?
And Ashton?
Fortune?
Yes.
Musk?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Entertain a motion to excuse Councilman Ordenberger. He has had his hands full the last several days. As a result of his wife being in the hospital and his daughter at the same time, so Craig's got his hands full. So I'd entertain a motion to excuse Councilman Ordenberger.
I'll make a motion to excuse Craig Ordenberger.
Second.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Musk?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yep.
Maurer?
Yes.
Chaney?
Yes. Okay, tonight's agenda is it's a special council meeting and to discuss the contract for the operator of record for the water and wastewater plants. And we have an ordinance, 2044, an ordinance authorizing the fiscal officer and village administrator to sign and execute all documents necessary with the AgriSludge for contracting an operator of record for the wastewater treatment plant. We have been working since Dave Kadry has retired. Currently, the city of Coshocton is providing the operator of record for the water treatment plant and will continue to do so. That rate's gonna be $9,000 a month to provide that operator of record until we basically turn over the water to the city of Coshocton. However, the agreement is not ready for the water, so tonight, and we're okay with that for the time being. I'm hoping, Chris, will we think we'll have it for Monday?
I don't know. There will need to be language in there that I'm anticipating, so I don't know. I tried to reach out to Coshocton twice today and didn't get a call back, so I don't know. I hope we would have it by Monday, but if the ball's in Coshocton's court, they have to get us something in writing to make sure that we're happy with it.
So anyhow, we're okay with the water side of it. The sewer side, we need to act upon this ordinance today. So AgriSludge will be the operator of record for the sewer plant, and they will remain so until Ryan has his hours in, which is about 10, 11 months, something like that. And once he has his hours, then this contract will terminate and Ryan will become the operator of record. So the contract rate for AgriSludge, Chris, can you tell us what that rate is?
I don't have it with me. Did you bring that packet of other papers, other documents that I brought to show everybody?
We've got the contract here.
It's like $42 an hour and then a $75 travel time to come down. But remember, we got minimum staffing reduction down there, so they only have to be there 10 hours a week. So, and it's only going to be for 10 months. So, I ended up trying to contact 22 different people, and this was the best deal I could get for wastewater.
How far is he coming from?
It depends on which operator comes, but the one that will primarily come is coming from Worcester every night.
And on page 10 of the contract, pricing AgriSludge shall receive $75 per day for travel charge, and then $42.50 an hour, and then they will put in 10 hours a week. So that's spelled out in the contract.
But and Julie's washed over this contract, so Julie and I went. She read it page by page, and there were a couple adjustments she asked came in right away. So I would ask you guys to pass this emergency because 30 days that the EPA has given us to find an operator record is up on Sunday, and this guy needs to start Monday. So that's why we had a special council meeting. So I would ask you guys to waive the rules and pass it tonight so I can get it started.
Okay, any questions for Chris or myself before I read the ordinance?
Okay, I just have a question. I thought some guy from Coshocton was doing it that lives out Plainfield.
Okay, that was going to happen.
Okay.
And I do have documentation, I apologize, I didn't bring it. But he wanted, no, it's all right. He wanted $50 an hour plus BWC. He wanted to be a part-time employee, and he wanted us, so he'd be on our payroll, and we'd have to pay BWC and Medicaid.
All benefits as well.
Yeah, everything else. So he wanted to be a part-time employee at $50 an hour. And I told him, no, I'll pay you $50 an hour, and I will 1099 you at the end of the year. And he says, no, I want to be a part-time employee on the village, or I won't do it. Well, we can't pay a part-time employee $50 an hour when I can get a company like AgriSludge that this is what they do for 140 different clients across the state for the same money, basically. So, yes, the original goal was to go with a guy from Coshocton that would stop for a couple hours on his way home, but he, in my opinion, was too greedy, and I think it'd be a slap in every other employee's face, including the people in this room, to pay somebody $50 an hour part-time, plus have to carry insurance and everything else on them. So.
You know who he started his training with, don't you?
I do. I do.
Yeah, what was his name? What was this kid's name?
Jared Grove.
I
worked with him all day.
Huh?
I worked with him all day.
So this must have been out of sewer fund. Some of it, Mr. K. Dry's salary that's already been appropriated will help pay for it. So, you know, Amy's ran the numbers. We're going to be fine.
Okay.
This isn't going to break the bank in the sewer fund at all. Okay. Plus, this relationship with this guy, we're also remember the days when we used to do the old belt press removal of the sludge. This company does it. So he's going to do that instead of those goofy bags. And he'll do it while he's covering the plant. So we'll save all that money on the back end on getting our sludge out of the basins. So it's really a good deal for us.
Anything else?
Nope.
Okay, ordinance 2020-44, an ordinance authorizing the fiscal officer and the village administrator to sign and execute all documents necessary with AgriSludge Inc. for contracting an operator of record for the wastewater plant. And this does include the emergency clause.
Motion to suspend the rules.
Second.
Last?
Yeah.
Cheney?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Fortune?
Yes.
Motion to adopt.
Second.
Maurer?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Moss?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Cheney?
Yeah.
Okay. Ordinance 2020-44 is approved. That is the only agenda item for tonight's special council meeting. So with that said, and that business is conducted, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Moss?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
We're adjourned.